Welcome, everyone. It's Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex on this Wednesday. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera, and we've got some Eagles news to talk about on this day. The Eagles officially announcing that fifth-round draft pick he is your starting right tackle. So, Joe, instead of moving pieces around, the Eagles just promoting the rookie.
Yeah, so obviously less change and big responsibility on Vitae now to step into that right tackle role for Lane Johnson. So 80% of the line obviously stays intact and hopefully will continue to, barring injury. But big responsibility now on Vitae for sure. You know, at this stage of his career, to have to step in there, Dave, that's a big spot for him and for the team.
On the road, FedEx Field, raucous environment, NFC East opener. What an assignment for Vitae. What a challenge for the Eagles. Let's get you caught up with everything happening on this Wednesday. It's our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles continue to work towards Sunday's meeting with the Washington Redskins. And the big story today was Eagles head coach Doug Peterson naming rookie fifth-round pick Halapulavati Vitae as the team's starting right tackle, with Lane Johnson being suspended for the next 10 games. And today we heard from Peterson and players inside the locker room on what they've seen from Vitae dating all the way back to training camp up until now.
I tell you, he's worked extremely hard. He's another one of those kids that he's gone against our defensive front, not only through training camp, but practice against him every single day. Smart kid, athletic kid, strong kid. Just excited to watch him play on Sunday.
You know, V's been in the room all year, so, you know, he's familiar with all the calls. He's familiar with everything. I think would be the biggest thing would be him and Brooks's technique together and working together in communication.
Well, first and foremost, you want to give him confidence that, you know, when he's out there and he has to make a decision on his own, that he's going to make the right decision each and every time. You know, I don't ever want to, be on his back, you know, too much, you know, constantly in his ear, talking to him. But if he has any questions, needs any help, you know, I'm here to help him out.
As for Vitae himself, the rookie out of TCU says that he's just excited and looking forward to the opportunity of starting on Sunday.
It's a good opportunity. I'm going to take it. I mean, it's unfortunate for Lane, but life, got to be the next man stand up. I mean, you know, next man up. So I'm already feeling it, but I'm excited. I can't wait to go out there. After preseason, you know, I'm getting the feel of the environment. That's what helped me get better. Well, just to get used to the environment. And then once, you know, I made the team and everything, going against BG just makes me confident even more.
And finally, we'll close things out here with an injury update. Three players sat out today for the Eagles. That's Brian Braman with a shoulder, Fletcher Cox with an ankle, and Leotis McKelvin with a hamstring. Though head coach Doug Peterson did say that he expects all three players to be okay for Sunday's game. Meanwhile, for the Washington Redskins, tight end Jordan Reed is in the concussion protocol, so we'll have to see how that progresses throughout the week. Reed is one of Washington's top targets on offense. So for complete coverage of everything going on here at the NovaCare Complex, including press conferences from Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson, and Malcolm Jenkins, stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. You know, there are 12 storylines here. I mean, the Eagles haven't won in Washington since 2013. The Eagles' defense will be challenged big time in this game. Let me ask you this, Joe. Do you think it's more on the offense or more on the defense on Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know if I think in those terms. You know, both sides have to play well. I think obviously coming off the first half performance for the defense the other day, you know, you want to see them reestablish earlier. Look, they did a terrific job in the second half, but they just, you know, the team was in a, you know, 21, gave up 21 points on three drives, 75 yards or longer in that first half. So I guess, you know, look, both sides matter. What I'd say is I'd like to see the defense earlier establish itself being the kind of defense that we think they are, and that for one half this season they weren't as.
And then the other question, do the Eagles play it conservatively with Vitae at right tackle? Thinking back to 2007 when Andy Reid started Winston Justice at right tackle at the Giants.
Wow.
OCU Mignora went off for 6 sacks. A lot of one-on-one blocking there.
Yeah. Well, to this day, and look, I got amazing respect for Andy Reid, the job he did, but to this day, I can still hear John Madden broadcasting that game almost with disgust, shock, that Andy didn't help Winston Justice, you know, after the third sack, after the fourth sack, after the fifth sack. I think to a certain extent that, Dave, that's also in the game, in the flow of the game, based on how's it going. You know, you got to make those kind of adjustments in the game. Now, what will they do out of the gate? Yeah, I mean, maybe. Maybe there'll be a little bit more help, you know, running back shipping, a tight end over there, a little bit more stuff like that. But you know, again, you've got to manage those situations in the game. And to your point from 07, I just thought Andy let that game just get wildly out of control.
We don't want a repeat of that on Sunday.
Not at all.
At FedEx Field. Much to get to on Eagles 360 today. We'll talk about the Eagles and the Redskins, the rivalry. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich in studio to talk about the development of quarterback Carson Wentz and the offense. And when we return to Eagles 360, our first look at the surging 3 wins in a row Washington Redskins.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today. Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Joe here on this Wednesday. Time now to take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Sunday's game against the Washington Redskins, Joe, did you know? The first of 3 games in the next 4 weeks against the NFC East. It gets real. All of a sudden.
It does, and it gets hard. It really does. I mean, Washington 3 in a row, so they're 3-2. You know, you look inside the schedule we see here, and, you know, of course, the Vikings at 5-0, Sam Bradford playing really well. That'll be a fun game. I mean, we'll see how it goes. Vikings defense obviously has played great. Cowboys, as we know, also surging at 4-1. You know, I would think the main threat for the Eagles in the division, but we'll see the way the situation shakes out. Giants on the road, 2-3, not a great team, but nothing yet where you can, you know, say they're buried. And then beyond that, beyond the screen, Dave, you know, it continues with just a bunch of tough games. Eagles' schedule remaining is, as of right now, the hardest schedule left in the NFL. So they're going to have to put some work in, clearly.
Which is why it hurts that the Eagles couldn't bank one on Sunday in Detroit. But we are moving on, and we are moving on to FedEx Field on Sunday. Our first look here at the Washington Redskins, who lost their first 2 games of this 2016 season, have won 3 straight, including a defensive struggle in windy Baltimore last week. Joe, we begin at the quarterback position where Kirk Cousins, playing on the franchise tag, starting slowly, but still, the numbers look good.
Yeah, he looks, and Kirk Cousins has picked it up, clearly. Now, he's not playing great. He's not playing at the same level he did last year, but he's certainly playing better than he did in those first 2 games where there was a lot, you know, a lot of chirping going on about Kirk Cousins and should he be the quarterback of the Washington Redskins and all that. And, you know, he's stabilized the season, clearly, for them. And Dave, I think when you look inside Kirk Cousins, you go back to last year and the job that he did, it was impressive. I mean, I for one, was not a believer, frankly, that Kirk Cousins was probably going to win a division. I think a lot of things worked to his benefit. What happened here in Philly with Chip Kelly, Tony Romo being out, and things of that nature. But Kirk Cousins did a nice job, and he won some big games, especially down the stretch. So, you know, he's okay right now. Completion percentage, though, is really impressive. You know, right there with Carson Wentz at 67%. And, you know, he's a player that's he can manage a game and sometimes do a little more.
Last year, 655 yards, 5 touchdowns in two wins against the Eagles. In the backfield, Washington really not running the ball with tremendous success, mixing it up a little bit as the Eagles are in the backfield.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we're so used to Alfred Morris back there for Washington. And, of course, he's no longer there. Still in the division, but not with the Redskins. So, you know, for the Washington Redskins, you know, you look at Matt Jones and his first year as a starter, 4.1 yards a carry. He's okay. Not great. But for
power runner.
Yeah, power runner. But for them, a lot's about that passing game, Dave, as we know, and what they can do, you know, with the wide receivers. Deshaun Jackson, obviously, still a threat. Low on receptions, as he frequently is, but high on yards per catch at 15.4 yards per catch.
Washington will spread you out, and you wonder about the blueprint here that Detroit showed, spreading the Eagles' defense out, forcing the Eagles into coverage. And in that scenario, Kirk Cousins can throw to Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Jamison Crowder in the slot. They are a very good team. The defenses, Washington all kinds of banged up coming into this one. Eagles hoping to play as they did in the second half against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and look, I thought Carson Wentz, you know, did a nice job again. Even in the first half when the Eagles were losing, 21-10 at halftime, the Eagles had scored on two of the three possessions in the first half, a touchdown and a field goal. There just weren't that many possessions. There were only six possessions in the first half total, both teams combined. So I thought it was another good game for Carson Wentz. Obviously, from his standpoint, you know, he'll look to, you know, get the teammates involved here. Washington, not a particularly good defense. 27th as far as yards allowed, 19th in points. They've really struggled against the run, Dave, as we know. You know, Washington 30th in the NFL against the run. So you would hope for some opportunity for the Eagles, you know, four running backs in that sense against Washington.
But they've got 11 sacks and they've got eight takeaways. And the Eagles know that you win three games, you don't turn the football over. All of a sudden, you turn it over twice in the fourth quarter in Detroit. And what happens? You lose the ball game.
That's
it's all
it
about the giveaways. Yeah. All right, more to get to here on Eagles 360. Offensive coordinator Frank Reich is up next here in studio talking about what else? The development of Carson Wentz. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Acme. Shop the Eagles item of the week all season long. And you can enter for a chance to win one of several prizes, including Eagles tickets, Acme shopping sprees, or a chance for your child to be the kickoff kid at an Eagles game.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Are you feeling all right, baby?
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By golly, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Molly, let's give him a water.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Time to talk a little bit about the Eagles' offense. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with offensive coordinator Frank Reich. And Frank, let's talk about where this offense is after four games. How do you feel about things just in general?
I think we're made some good strides. You know, you go with a quarterback who is named starter week one and a rookie quarterback. Carson's done very well. And the main reason is he's got good talent around him. So we've made good strides in the running game. It's been consistently getting better. And I think we're at an area right now that's going to help any quarterback, but especially a young quarterback.
Are you seeing things that defenses are doing that would indicate that they've kind of feel like they know you a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, teams are always going to, you know, once you get formational stuff and tendencies, teams, you know, because we're always trying to counter that stuff as well. I haven't felt that at this point.
Okay. Let's talk about Carson and development. Week one through the fourth game, where has he improved the most?
You know, I think it's the consistency of the decision making. You know, I mean, now when you throw 30-some passes a game, you know, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure on you to make a lot of good decisions. And the fact that, you know, we've gone four games and he's thrown one interception, and that doesn't even tell you all the other good little the decisions within the decisions that you make. So there's been a lot of positive things there. We talk a lot about being disciplined. You know, it's a combination of playing with discipline but trusting your instincts and letting your talent take over when it can. And I think we've seen some of that.
I look back to Sunday and the Eagles are down 21-7, a time when some quarterbacks really kind of just start to hurry, and it didn't seem like his demeanor changed at all. What was it
like?
Yeah,
no, it really didn't. On the sideline, there was no change in demeanor. And really the whole offense, you just felt like we just felt confident that we were going to continue to play well, get back in the game. You know, our defense, you know, we just knew that the defense was going to shut them down in the second half, and, you know, we had to just keep moving the ball and scoring. So, in particular, I think Carson showed me a lot, you know, for the first time of kind of being down and fighting back to get in it.
Through four games, offensive line, give me the grade. Give me the analysis.
I think it's above average. You know, I think it's good. I think the offensive line has played well. I think we've protected well. We've had a few little slip-ups here and there. And then in the running game, I just really think that we're making good progress there.
Frank, at wide receiver, a lot of receivers in and out, using them in different roles. Dorial Green-Beckham is somebody who I know the fans are really interested in. As you look at him, what do you see in terms of his growth?
You know, I see a guy who is just more and more, he's a guy who's very comfortable in his own skin, knows who he is, and he's a big play guy, you know. But that doesn't mean you're throwing deep to him all the time. I mean, for instance, this last week, you know, we told him Saturday night, hey, one of the big plays we want you to make in a game, we're going to throw you a little smoke screen. And the big play is you're going to run over that 190-pound DB because you weigh 230 pounds. Mm-hmm. And you saw him do that a couple times. And, you know, those are good, easy completions. But when you get a mismatch, he's doing stuff like that. And then we'll continue to find ways to get him the ball down the field.
Speaking of getting the ball in the hands of playmakers, I remember talking to you in the spring, and you were so excited about the idea of Darren Sproles in this offense and using him in a variety of ways. How's that gone?
Yeah, it's gone as expected, and you know, but you still want to get him even more involved. Just because you've seen the screens that he's made big plays on, you know, coming out of the backfield, scrambling, you know, big runs, you know, obviously ran the ball very well. So what you love most about Darren is the way he practices. He's such a team player, but then you get the ball in his hands, and he's an exciting player, you know, when he has the ball in his hands.
Washington, the opponent on Sunday, the NFC East begins. Joe Barry is their defensive coordinator. You know him from previous coaching stops. In general, what kind of concepts do the Redskins run?
You know, they're a middle field closed team, meaning, you know, they want to kind of get some guys around the line of scrimmage, stop the run. They'll play, you know, they'll play the three deep zone, but they'll mix it up with enough man. And then, you know, Joe always has a little bit of Tampa too. He was back with Tony Dungy and that crew back in the day, so he's pretty well schooled in the old school Tampa too as well. So you got to be ready for that. But Joe is a very good defensive coach. I have a lot of respect for Joe. Really good football coach. I know those guys will be well coached, and it'll be a formidable challenge.
When you're studying and preparing for that, how far back do you go, Frank? Do you go back to that Tampa 2 stuff and watch it again, or do you watch just what he's done this year?
Yeah, you know, obviously his last year, we watched some of that, you know, and you got the first, you know, five games this year for Washington. So a lot of times what you do is, you know, you take five games is plenty this year, but then you want to find, you know, some situational stuff from last year. See if you can find a few extra tidbits, you know, third down, red zone, and some other areas that you go back and see. You're trying to confirm things that you think. Sometimes you find it when you go back that far. Sometimes you don't, but you just always want to do the due diligence.
What's next for the offense, Frank? What do you want to see?
You know, we just win these close games. You know, when you know to finish a game. When you get a chance to finish a game, you know, let's put it away. Let's have the opportunity to put it away, and let's have a dominant run game performance. You know, where we put up 150, 200 yards. That doesn't happen that often in the NFL, but I think we got the guys to do that.
Have teams started attacking Carson in any particular way now that they've gotten more tape on him?
No, I mean, you know, you've seen some teams try to pressure him a little bit. Some teams try to drop eight. This last week, you know, against Detroit, there was a key third down. They dropped eight, you know, and he found a really small window and made a big conversion. Another third down where he hit Jordan, it was cover one. It was kind of tight coverage. He made a big play right there. So teams are mixing it up. I think that's what they're going to do to him. They know he's a smart enough guy. You don't want to just try to do one thing. I think teams will continue to mix it up.
It's weird calling him a rookie. I mean, he just doesn't do things that rookies normally do.
Well, we need to keep it that way. That's not something you take for granted. It's a commitment every day out at practice. And then it's got to carry over to the game. And again, it's about understanding the position is utilizing the talent around you and understanding the circumstances in the game. You know, when the defense is rolling, when you can play a little bit more conservative, when you have to take the shot, try to create something. And I think so far he's shown that good balance of how to mix those two together.
Frank Reich, offensive coordinator, thanks for joining us. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
You say crazy, I say crafty. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinnie Curry, and Jordan Matthews on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee, steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra smooth, full body flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera, it's Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app. It's a rivalry renewed segment here. The Eagles opening their NFC East schedule against the Washington Redskins. And at FedEx Field, the Eagles 11 wins, 8 losses, although they haven't won since 2013. A really tough loss late in the year in 2014 that derailed the Eagles' playoff opportunities. And then last year, the Kirk Cousins-led drive to beat Philadelphia. Some bitter recent memories, but some very good memories of earlier games.
Well, there are. You know, the Eagles-Washington thing's always been kind of cool, especially you go back a couple decades ago when Washington used to actually be generally pretty good consistently, and there were some fun games there. You know, think about the game from 1989. Randall just firing the ball all over the place, all those touchdowns. Keith Jackson with all those touchdowns. Gerald Riggs had a huge game for Washington. The Redskins were up 20-0 right out of the chute. Chip Lowmiller missed a field goal and missed an extra point. And at 20-0, the game turns big time. And the Eagles, you know, Dave, we remember came flying back.
I was there.
It was one of the more memorable, fun games we've seen in Eagles history.
And here's my memory of that game, Joe. I was running from the press box to the locker room in the stairwell with Reuben Frank as the Eagles stole the football.
Gerald Riggs.
And stole the football from Gerald Riggs and ran down the field with it, setting up Randall for the game-winning touchdown.
And then
pass.
Randall, a couple hours later, signed the contract and...
We actually signed it out in the morning.
Well, sure, yeah, and it was announced. Yeah, it was announced in the city of Philadelphia. And that was, I think, maybe the highest point for that group, Dave, as far as hope.
Yeah.
Because that was early in the 89 season, after the good 88 year. There was a sense this group of guys is going to do a lot of things special together. There were some fun times, obviously not ultimately as high as we hoped it would be, but that was a point of great hope.
Yep. Well, didn't last.
No, but it was fun. It was fun. There were some good times. Other games that stand out? Well, but wait, we're not going to throw it back. I'm not throwing Randall and Reggie back. I'm cherishing those times.
Give me some playoff wins, baby.
Other times. Well, let's talk about 2000. Let's talk about a team that got to the playoffs and then did win a playoff game. And you think of that late, 2000 game down in the D.C. area in 2000 with Donovan McNabb. And I was going to try to shake and bake imitation what he did to Mark Carrier. I just can't do it. I don't have it in me.
It was Donovan the scrambler.
Yes.
It was Donovan the scrambler back before he eschewed that label
Correct.
Being a running quarterback. made the move, got down the sidelines.
Can you give me a look? Get those shoulders moving.
I can do it.
Not well, though.
Not well.
No.
But Donovan did a great. Eagles beating the Washington Redskins at RFK Stadium.
How about the game from 2010? We always call it the Michael Vick game.
Yeah.
You know, Vick to Deshaun right off the bat. Washington talking some smack to Deshaun before the game. He burned them deep right
on the first play of the game.
And off and running they were. And obviously, as we know, Michael Vick was all but unstoppable in that game. The 6 touchdowns, 4 through the air, 2 running. And, you know, it might have been 8 or 9 if the Eagles hadn't pulled back the reins late in the third quarter. That was a game, I believe, Dave, if I'm right, that the Eagles had 35 points as of the first play of the second quarter. Jeremy Maclin caught that ball right on the pylon. First play of the second quarter, I think. And the Eagles had 35 points that early.
And then they came back in 2013, Chip Kelly's first game as the Eagles head coach. And the Eagles, with the high-octane performance offensively, took the big lead. The Redskins clawed back into it, made it a ball game at the end. But we got a sense that, hey, maybe that first half of the game, that's what it was going to be all about in the Chip Kelly era.
And that was more, even, more than,
forever.
Even more than the Randall and Reggie thing. You know, you're ripping the lack of accomplishment there. I still cherish the Seth Joyner, Clyde Simmons, Byron Evans, Eric Allen thing. The Chip thing went south.
That's because you were young and had these grand visions that, oh, it lasts forever. Now you're an old man and you're saying, well, I'm an old man. You're a middle-aged man.
He's bald.
He's young, right. But like they don't know. And you go, Chip, why didn't it last? Where'd it go? What happened?
What happened here?
No playoff wins.
What happened?
Oh, well.
What happened?
Right, so that's our rivalry renewed segment. Joe DeCamera, Dave Spadaro, trip down memory lane, Eagles against the Washington Redskins. I have one more segment here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll set you up on what's ahead for the Eagles on Thursday. The coordinators meeting the media. We're getting down into some serious X's and O's getting ready for the Washington Redskins. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are partnering to celebrate the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area with the High School Football Showdown. Visit the website to vote for the game of the week and support your school. Check back daily for new matchups.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
We welcome you back for our final segment here on Eagles 360. Time for an Amoroso's On the Menu look at what's ahead for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app on Thursday. We've got Jim Schwartz and Frank Reich meeting the media. Tall assignments for them, Joe. Agreed?
Well, I mean, listen, they just prepare and, you know, get their what matters most is get the team ready to play football.
From the jump.
I think they will. Yeah, from the jump. Yeah,
60 minutes of good football. Glenn Mack now will be in with his bold predictions. And we go behind enemy lines to find out the very latest on the Washington Redskins, who all of a sudden are a good football team.
Yeah, well,
I kind of thought at 0-2 they might go south.
Well, and it's interesting, Dave, because we talked about at 0-2, who would you rather see win that game, the Giants or Washington? You know, on one hand, you don't want to see the Giants win, But you'd kind of like to see Washington kind of get knocked out, sort of. You know, not that maybe at 0-3 they totally would be, but they would have been in a hole. They won that game. They're back in the season. And all four teams, I mean, even the Giants at 2-3, all four teams are in right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's a good division. We'll talk about it more later in the week and get ready for the Eagles and the Redskins. Joe DeCamera comes back on Friday. I'm here tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you then. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles Day.